Talking with Tom Buchanan from, of course, Southwestern Oklahoma. Tom, I know that, of course, you're involved with a lot of our agriculture producers there and also with Altus Lugert. What kind of shape are we in that Southwestern quadrant?
Well, it's certainly as dry as I can ever remember it being. We say that a lot of times off the cuff, but in reality, that's the truth today. I'm 54, 55 years old, and I have never seen it as dry as it is this time of year. We are certainly beginning to disaster a lot of wheat. Last Sunday, when we were 103 degrees and had those 40 to 50-mile sustained winds, it just about finished the majority of our wheat off. Wheat's heading out prematurely, so our wheat crop is struggling, is in a very bad place today. As far as the irrigation district goes and the irrigated portions of our crops, we don't have the adequate soil moisture, certainly at this time, to even germinate a seed, even think about that. Our lake is at about 45 to 46% capacity, so in reality, we don't have enough water there to really think seriously about even pre-irrigating or watering that crop up. I just wish I had some good news for you. I don't have any.
So at this point, going to be hard to even put a cotton crop in the ground.
People are struggling. You know, coffee shop talk, turn row talk is, what do we do? How do we go about this? We've been very lucky in the past 20-plus years. We really haven't faced this. There are some times we've tried to water a little bit of cotton up, but, you know, just as soon as we'd start watering it up, we'd get a good rain. So we've never really been to this extent. Question is that we got to make a crop. We got to somehow make that happen. So we're struggling. What do we do? How do we go about it? I wouldn't be a bit surprised, but if the rains don't happen by the end of May, that 20 to 25th time frame, that then we're just going to have to make that very difficult decision, throw some seed in the ground, turn on that limited amount of water, and see what happens from that point forward.
Try to actually get it germinated and growing a little bit.
Yes. Roll the dice, plant that high-priced seed, put what little bit of water we got on it, and then hope that Mother Nature helps us through the rest of the growing season. And in southwest Oklahoma, that is truly a gamble in July and August. But I believe that's kind of, with the cards that we're dealt today, that's our hand. That's what we got in front of us.
On some of the, you see some other crops going into the ground of any substance besides cotton?
Well, certainly the canola is beginning to get a little bit of a foothold. Sesame is beginning to get somewhat of a foothold down in that area. But truthfully, we are so dry that there's not a crop that would germinate today. So all of those spring-planted crops are being put on hold. These acres of wheat that I spoke about earlier are being disastered. Will be potential summer crops if we can get the rain to make that happen. But there's no moisture there to germinate seed at any place.
And at this point, really, most of the moisture we get is going to probably go on those summer crops. Wheat's almost out of question, right?
Certainly. By the way we operate, yes, it's too late to irrigate any of our wheat. Very seldom do we irrigate winter wheat. In the past, there just hadn't been the return to do that. Cotton was where we spent the majority of those precious resources, that water. So, yes, it's too late to water any winter crop in our mind. We'll save what little bit of water we got for a spring-summer crop.
Tell me, historically, that percentage that you mentioned for the lake, is that pretty low for spring, mid-April?
Certainly. For mid-April, that 45-46% is low. I would guess, an educated guess, somewhere in the 65-70% is probably more of an average. Now, certainly, we want to believe that we're still entering our rainy season. In fact, in southwest Oklahoma, far southwest Oklahoma, the last two Julys, early in July, have been absolutely way wetter than normal. So I'm not a global warming guy. Is there climate change? Possibly. But we are beginning to see rains come later in the spring or early summer than we've ever seen before. That does create some practice problems as when do I plant, what do I plant, how do I plant it, and then follow up. So it's a learning curve going on right now. Lake is much lower than what it would normally be. Yes, sir.